openings that will permit the automatic entry and exit of floodwaters in accordance with Article 4, Section B1C of this ordinance. Six, the accessory structure must comply with the floodplain management floodway encroachment provisions of Article 4, Section E2 of this ordinance. No variances may be issued for accessory structures with any designated floodways in any increase in flood levels would result during the 100-year flood, and that's from the building if it was built. Equipment or machinery or other contents must be protected from any flood damage. Eight, no disaster relief assistance under any program administered by the federal agency shall be paid for any repair or restoration costs of the accessory structure. Nine, a community shall notify the applicant in writing over the signature of a community official that one, the issuance of a variance to construct a structure below the base flood level will result in an increase of premium rates for flood insurance up to amounts as high as $25 for $100 of insurance coverage. And two, such construction below the base flood level increases the risk to life and property. Such notification shall be maintained with the record of all variance actions as required by this ordinance. I think I emailed Jan one, and I also mailed one. So. 10. The wet-proofing construction techniques must be reviewed and approved by the community and registered professional engineer or architect prior to the issuance of any floodplain development permit for construction. Staff recommendations. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves these variance requests, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One is approval of a variance from the provisions of Article 4, Section A7 of Taney County Floodplain Management Ordinance, allowing for the construction of a 8-foot by 4-foot, 48-square-foot accessory structure bathroom, which is allowed to be built utilizing the wet floodproof methods of Article 5, Section G. Two, the applicant acknowledges that the issuance of this variance to construct a structure below the base flood level will result in the increased premium rates for flood insurance up to amounts as high as $25 for $100 of insurance coverage. The applicant further recognizes that such construction below the base flood level increases the risk to life and property. Three, approval of the front State Highway W 50-foot setback to a 25-foot setback for the accessory structure bathroom to be built. Four, compliance with all of the other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Floodplain Management Ordinance. Five, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And I think that should be 6 foot, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. There we go. So one would be allowed construction of an 8 foot by 6 foot accessory structure. Okay.
Thank you. Yep. Janice, you're here on behalf of Brown Ranch. Would you please step up to the podium?
Yes.
Did you have any prepared comments before we ask you some questions?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So from Brown Branch Holdings, we operate Beaver Creek Canoe Rental Campground and Cabins. And so creekfront property is ideal for the type of business that we have. And it's been a campground and canoe rental for 34 years before that. So it's not being used for anything different than it was before. The current bathhouse is across Highway W. And so people camp down in the area where the proposed restroom would be. And at nighttime, they have to cross W. Sometimes I worry about maybe them sending children by themselves across that road, and it's not busy, but you know, trucks and so forth sometimes. And on a Saturday night, we have our own local folks that maybe are out late at night, and I just would worry about people crossing that road. It's more convenient. So just as for the convenience and safety of the campers. Biggest concern, of course, is something happens with the septic during a flood. We would have it anchored. Right next to us is Caney Church. And It's been there for many, many years. This recent flood got up into the church, and they have a septic system there, and they have boys. And they didn't have any problems this time. I'm just going as a point of reference. We have special requirements for the system we're going to put in, but I think since theirs are grandfathered in, they don't have any issues with the lateral field or the septic floating. The person who put their septic tank in most recently, I think they had some work done on it, will also do ours, the same gentleman. He's very knowledgeable about how septic systems. The backflow valve that's going to go in that to keep waters moving from the septic into the floodwaters or floodwaters moving into the septic is DNR approved, Missouri Department of Natural Resources approved, that will be purchased from a company in California, and I guess they have really high standards. Okay, so that you know, this building is a very small footprint, 48 square feet. The cement slab that it'll be on will be 120 square feet because it'll have a porch. So we're, of course, there's an engineer that's going to look at this and approve it, but we imagine rebar going down into the ground and then a certain thickness to keep it from moving this way or floating. It's really important. All right. Of course, it'll be wet-proofed. It'll look like the other buildings, the log buildings, but it'll be concrete log siding. Single wall construction. We expect a pretty quick cleanup because it will flood. We know it's going to flood. As far as the venting goes, again, an engineer will look at this, but in addition to the venting at the bottom, we're going to put vents at the top so that water can move very quickly in and out once the flood comes. There won't be any electricity as far as it won't be wired, and this will be solar powered for the small amount of lighting that we'll need.
That was one of my questions. Thank you for answering that.
Let's see. I know we talked about insurance, but from reading the FEMA booklets and just having other knowledge of FEMA, when you're in a floodplain, they won't insure you. So this building, I mean, if something happens, it's just a upfront loss to us, and we know that. So there won't be any kind of a government assistance with that. This last flood that we had was, I think, a pretty good indicator of, and since we had the flood, I actually changed the size of the building. I had interior storage and a shower, and I took that out, and now it's just two rooms, venting, and I think we're even going to have venting between the two rooms to just make sure that water's flowing as quickly as it can, out and around. And it, again, this will assist in keeping the floodwaters raising higher if we have it moving quickly into these other spaces. With this last flood, we also saw water coming from three different directions. We had it coming down Beaver Creek, Caney Creek, and then there was another creek that got to flowing really good that we just hadn't never seen any kind of that activity in that area before. So we're making good note of exactly where there was a lot of movement. And it goes about to kind of at an angle on the back side of the pavilion. But still where we plan to put this restroom, it's backflow water. So we're real happy to see that the other day, or about a week ago, 10 days ago. But anyway. So we still feel confident about that part, that, and there's very little sediment that comes with through those floods. It's, that answers that question. So now let's talk about life, loss of life. We have an emergency plan just because we're a campground. If we have any kind of forecast of a lot of rain, we cancel people and evacuate the people that we have long before, a day before, just when people are calling in, we just tell them you can't come. We don't put people in the water. We don't do any of that. So we don't anticipate life, loss of life, because we just won't have anybody down there. And if now somebody's trespassing, although we did, we heard about people that had died because they decided they just want to, it happens when, but we'll be watching the property. If we see somebody going out there, we live on the property, we'll be keeping them out of there. So, of course, I just talked about that there would be no FEMA insurance. And so one of the questions was, what's the loss to the owner if something should happen? And it's just the cost of the building with the specifications that are required for wet floodproofing. We think it's going to cost about $16,000. And we're going to get an engineer to approve this design and the anchoring, so we don't anticipate that it'll move, but if it did, that's another cost. We'd have to clean up whatever happened there, so that's what we're looking at. Pat Crocker is the engineer. He has our information, and I'm just on his list to be taken care of. But we did go through and design our bathhouse based on reading those FEMA publications.
Jen, I haven't got to talk to you, but Pat called and I sent him a bunch of information too.
Okay.
I think
you've got the sanitary part of it pretty well covered. My biggest concern was the 25-foot setback. Scott, how far away is the church from the property setback line? Is it at the 50 feet or is it less than 50 feet? Can you tell?
It's less than I'll pull it up and we'll measure real quick.
And you chose, is that higher on the topology? That's why you're only 25 feet from your property line for that structure?
I honestly didn't know it was 50. I thought it was always, well, there's a couple reasons. I thought it was 25, but the other reason is if we go 50, now we're almost out to where the pavilion is, and that's not really going to work as far as.
Just curious to see what it is next door here, because it looked fairly close.
These lines can float some, but it's probably about 21.
So we have a situation next door where there's a structure that's already 25 feet or less?
Yes.
Okay.
And the other is Highway W is actually elevated up, and there's that guardrail from a safety standpoint.
And it did look like it's an area where somebody's going to go off. Plus, you're either just starting out or you're just ending.
Yeah.
Because it's...
I had the same concern of the variance being 25 feet.
So there's obviously an opening in the guardrail somewhere where they're having to cross over to the bathroom now.
No, I think it's just the road, right? They would walk up the road.
There's a road between Caney Creek and there you go.
Right.
See,
here.
There's a road. Yeah. So people just walk out to that road and then cross and then over to the bathroom.
Guardrail ends somewhere in here. I don't know that we can see it, but they have to walk out around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and no electricity to the structure. We don't have to worry about that. We've got a 25-foot variance next door. And you've got an engineer, as long as you can conform to all that. I don't see any issues. You guys have any other questions?
No.
No, I think you...
Great presentation.
Yeah, thank you for this. You guys have done a great job. Hopefully...
Oh, good.
sometimes we see good ones, sometimes we don't. Yeah. But the information, the more information, the better. You guys done a good job. I don't have any issues with it at all.
Would we like to hear a motion to approve the application?
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve it as it's presented to us.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Very good. Thank you.
We appreciate
it. Excellent presentation.
Same deal, Jan. We'll get your decision of record done and get a hold of you, and then we'll start working towards your development permit part, so we'll get stuff from Pat.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
I've not been over that part of the county.
No, it looks good. And the restrooms you guys put in already looks good. I mean, if you're going to, we went down and floated last year with you guys at the family. It looks good. That's good improvements. That's what we want to see. Well, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jim. We'll be in touch.
Let's before we wrap up, let's review the minutes from the April 2017 meeting.
I do have comments. It's got me listed attending. Is this the meeting that I missed, right?
you